The U.S. is the fattest nation in the world. More than 60% of Americans are overweight or obese. Yet 30 years ago, it was less than 40%. Are Americans exceptionally weak-willed? Or could it be that we've developed an extraordinary collective compulsion to become thicker from front to back and wider from side to side than the rest of humanity? Why are we in the midst of an obesity epidemic? The obvious answer is that Americans don't eat the types of foods that are consistent with maintaining a normal, healthy metabolism. Mankind is not geared to handle an abundance of refined carbohydrates. Losing weight is not a matter of counting calories. It is a matter of eating food your body is able to handle. Let me place a few facts on the table, all of which we will explore throughout the remainder of this recording. Most obesity exists when the body's metabolism, the process by which it turns food into fuel, isn't functioning correctly. The more overweight a person is, the more certain is the presence of metabolic disturbance. The basis of the metabolic disturbance in obesity doesn't have to do with the fat you eat. It has to do with eating too many carbohydrates, which leads to metabolic problems such as insulin resistance and hyperinsulinism. And these metabolic problems are directly related to your general health picture and your likelihood of being victimized by killers such as diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Moreover, high insulin levels have been associated with a higher incidence of diabetes. Since type 2 diabetics also have high insulin levels, the two epidemics, obesity and diabetes, can quite properly be considered a single epidemic. The metabolic effect resulting from excess insulin production can be circumvented by controlling carbohydrates. When you control your intake of refined carbohydrates, you avoid the foods that cause you to be fat. This metabolic correction is so striking that some of you will be able to lose weight eating a higher number of calories than you've been eating on diets top-heavy in carbohydrates. Diets high in carbohydrates are precisely what most overweight people don't need and can't become permanently slim on. Low-fat diets are, by their very nature, almost always high-carbohydrate diets and bring on the very problems that they were intended to protect us from. Our epidemics of diabetes, heart disease, and high blood pressure are very largely the results of our overconsumption of refined carbohydrates and its connection to hyperinsulinism. The Atkins nutritional approach can and has corrected these serious risk factors associated with obesity. There has been sufficient evidence to make these assertions for more than 30 years now. But the heavy hand of government and such prominent organizations as the United States Department of Agriculture blanketed the nation with messages about low-fat dieting from the 1970s to the present. In fact, U.S. government statistics for this time period clearly demonstrate that along with the dramatic decrease in dietary fat intake, from 40% to 33% of our caloric intake, there was also a dramatic increase in the intake of refined carbohydrates, not only sugar, but white flour. There is no doubt in my mind that this increase in refined carbohydrates has been spurred by the media attention given to the food guide pyramid created by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which made 6 to 11 daily servings of these wheat derivatives the basis of the pyramid. I believe that the food guide pyramid's recommendations have directly contributed to the twin epidemics of obesity and diabetes we now face in this country. There are many examples in history of things we thought were true that we eventually realized were wrong. Remember, we were once sure the earth was flat. But we learn, make progress, and can correct our missteps. Only during the last few years has a significant percentage of Americans begun to question what we've been taught about how to eat. And in just the last year or two, the news media has finally begun reporting the range of scientific studies showing that low-fat, high-carbohydrate diets lead to high levels of insulin and to the number one risk factor for heart disease, high triglycerides. These studies also reveal that controlled carbohydrate diets reverse these problems in a very large percentage of the population. If you've been overweight for very long, it's almost certain you have a blood sugar or a metabolic disorder. This means that refined carbohydrates, which include sugars, white flour products, and junk foods that are such a whopping proportion of the American diet, are slow poison to you. Those foods are bad for your health, bad for your energy level, bad for your mental state, bad for your figure, bad for your career prospects, bad for your sex life, bad for your digestion, bad for your blood chemistry, bad for your heart. What I'm saying is that they're bad. I believe that most of the overweight people in the world are carbohydrate sensitive. Often, they're true carbohydrate addicts. They need a metabolic, controlled carbohydrate solution, not a low-fat one. Today, there is an ever-increasing number of medical practitioners who recognize the health benefits of controlled carbohydrate nutrition. But I am not satisfied, and neither should you be, with those practitioners who fail to see that the truly deadly component of American eating is the junk food culture in which we're all brought up. All this discussion about insulin levels, blood sugar, and metabolism may seem complicated to you right now. Later in this recording, I'll tell you everything you need to know. You'll begin to understand why the Atkins nutritional approach produces healthy weight loss. Before we go there, though, let me review what you will gain by listening to this entire recording. On most diets, you'll be hungry a fair percentage of the time. This program includes foods that leave you feeling much more full and satisfied. On most diets, you'll be counting calories. When you do Atkins, there's no need for that. On most diets, you'll never stop eating addictive high-carbohydrate foods. When you do Atkins, you'll quickly learn how to overcome your addictions. On most diets, you won't learn how to make a gradual transition to a lifetime maintenance plan. After listening to this recording, you'll learn how to develop a healthy way to eat that will feel comfortable and natural enough to adopt for good. You know what I'm going to remind you of next. The Atkins nutritional approach is not a diet. In the limiting sense of a weight loss program that you go on and off, it doesn't deserve to be called a diet at all. It's a way of eating for the rest of your healthy life. There are a few principles I need you to understand in order to put Atkins into action. Let's start with a couple of definitions. First, a calorie is simply a unit of energy, precisely the amount of heat needed to raise 1 gram of water 1 degree Celsius at sea level. Second, metabolism is the sum of the physical and chemical processes by which food is transformed into energy. Now let's move on to some concepts and misconceptions. You may assume that excess calories cause weight gain. It is true that gaining weight results from taking in more calories than you expend. But excess calories certainly cause you to pile on the pounds. And this is a gigantic but. Only when you are eating a lot of carbohydrate along with fat. So it's time to abandon the assumption that the only way to lose weight is to strictly control your intake of calories. Many people think that only one thing matters, how many calories you take in and use up. It's not that simple. When you follow a controlled carbohydrate approach, you get what I call a metabolic advantage. When you control carbohydrate consumption sufficiently, your body will switch from burning glucose derived from carbohydrate to burning primarily fat for energy. This means you could eat, say, 2,000 calories and still begin losing pounds and inches. In contrast, if you were consuming 2,000 calories on a low-fat diet, you might not lose weight and you might actually gain weight. The metabolic advantage is that burning fat takes more energy, so you expend more calories. And if you eat fewer calories, as many Atkins people do because their appetite is usually diminished, you'll likely lose weight even faster. So it's not that calories don't count. It's just that you will burn more of them with less hunger when your body is operating on a fat-based metabolism. When I published the first edition of my book 10 years ago, that claim was quite controversial. Today, it is galloping into acceptance among scientists who study the human metabolism.